Americans who fought in or lived through World War II have been called the greatest generation. Many members of that group were not inclined to sit their families down to talk about their experiences in battle overseas, and many remained stoic, not asking to be called heroes. Jan Krulik-Bellin was able to learn a lot about her father's experiences, but not because they had the opportunity to discuss them. He passed away when Jan was only 6 years old. But decades later, she found nearly 100 letters her father had written to her mother in the 1940s. With Jan's mother's permission, but with the requirement it be after she had died, Jan read the letters.
"Dear Dot," her name was Dorothy, "I'm off on one of my old moods again. You used to hear me a long time ago complain of itching feet. I've got them worse than ever now. This being marooned in one spot without any of the things happening that I wrote to you about from Georgia right after my furlough seems to make me feel a fool. I gave up a great deal because I was still idealistic enough to think that there were millions like me who desired a quick end. There still may be, but the seeming slowness grips one's vitals and instead mines for other pastures."
She compiled the letters in a book called Love, Bill, Finding My Father Through Letters from World War II. I spoke with her about it and began by asking her what the biggest impact of the letters was.
What stood out was, first of all, my father was an extraordinary writer. His love letters were the kind of things that everybody would love to receive. And he was very descriptive, very visual. He was very educated, self-educated. He read all the time. I remember him, even as a little girl, never without a book in his hand. He refers to Shakespeare, classical music, all of these things in his letters. And I learned a lot about who he was as a human being, as a man, than who I am in relation to being his daughter and what I inherited from him, you know, my legacy.
When you have a void like that, how curious were you, not just about him, but about what you could have had with him in your life?
I think every day you think about it. Yeah. I think I say a lot in the book about how there's that special bond between daddies and daughters. And, you know, everything seems to be a reminder of what you don't have, whether it's, you know, birthday parties, for a school dance, recitals where, you know, your dad's not there watching, walking you down the aisle at your wedding, which is like the biggest thing that, ironically, I think a lot of girls probably think about this very early on in their life. And, you know, that was always a thought in the back of my mind that he wasn't going to be there to walk me down the aisle. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's a part of who you are. It forms you, and you're always aware of, you use the word void, and I think that's the perfect word for it. You know, I describe it in the book as this giant hole in your heart that nothing can fill in or replace. Mm-hmm. And also, when you lose a parent at the age of six, you have sort of this image of that person that's bigger than life. I mean, your daddy is your hero. And that's the reason, one of the reasons why I delayed opening that box of letters. I was afraid to find something that I didn't want to find. Mm-hmm. I wanted that image of him not destroyed. But what happened was when I read the letters, they were confirmed and intensified. And I really felt I got to know who he was as a man. And I think, like, how many kids get a chance to learn about their parents in the most intimate of ways through mm-hmm. their personal letters?
Yeah. What did you learn about him and his experience being an older person, enlisting and going at a time, obviously was a very scary time for many people, of course, of his ancestral background as well. That is,
right.
When you consider what was going on in Europe right. At that time. What did you learn about him as far as that went?
Well, you know, it's funny. Before I wrote the book, I never really thought about myself as the daughter of a World War II veteran. And now I thank veterans everywhere I go because I never got to thank my father for his service. And I think, as many people have read and heard about World War II veterans, sort of just thought they were doing their job and they were very humble. And they didn't think they were doing anything spectacular. But my father sacrificed a lot. He really almost lost my mother. They weren't married yet. And in the interim time when they were separated, she found somebody else. He talks a lot about, in some of the letters, the sacrifices that he made being away. It was also difficult for him to be 32 and being surrounded by 18-year-olds and having a very different understanding and experience. But one of the things, and I'll just read this one line because I think it was so powerful when I discovered it in one of the letters. He wrote, quote, "When there is no war, killing is murder, but now it's salvation. There are others who must be protected, and that is our only means to halt mass murder. For us who are Jewish, it is our only hope." And when I read that, I really realized the sacrifice and the import of that decision.
So things already changed in the age of emails, and then we've seen social media. But letters are so special in so many ways, and I think a lot of us forget them. I think it'll be nice to write someone a letter. I'll just write an email.
Yes.
And letters have a different quality. What did you discover even, talk about how your father was a beautiful writer, but even in terms of holding them in your hand and almost being able to, I mean, there's that tactile sensation too. Did that come across to you as well?
Yeah, it's almost like either reading a book versus Kindle. I still like the feel and the smell of a book and the printed page. And it's the same thing with the letters, because all of them were either on different kinds of paper, depending on where he was, or stationery. It was like, great, he lifted the Red Cross stationery when he was like, came back stateside in Miami, when they had to sort of do this period of time stateside before being released from the Army. Typewriters, handwritten. You know, everything had its own personality, and actually I was left trying to match some of those because the letters were out of order and disarray, and, you know, so I kind of, again, had to use my art and visual skills to sort of match things. But yeah, there's just something real, and also, you know, one thing as a museum professional, I've learned that objects hold meaning and memory, and particularly they hold lots of emotion when you know that a loved one held that same object. So by sitting there reading those letters, knowing that my father pored over them and wrote them himself and touched them, they're much, much more meaningful and like hold, you know, kind of his persona in a little way. I mean, his voice, which, you know, I don't remember his voice, but then I learned through the letters that his words are his voice.
Yeah. How did it feel to be able to release that emotion finally when you were actually reading the letters? Because some people are good with emotions, others of us are not.
Right.
And yet, how could you not pour it all out when you read these things?
Oh, I cried a lot. Yeah. There was a lot I had to go through, you know, a little bit of anger at my mom. Mm-hmm. My dad must have proposed to her a jillion times. And then, like, at the end, when his very last letter sort of suggests that they're not going to wind up together. At that time, I was angry, you know, because it's, and even though you know the reality and you know the future, it was like I described, I wanted to reach into, you know, the letters and the book and say, how can you not marry this man who loves you so deeply, you know, so that you go through a whole lot of emotions.
Yeah.
But in the end, it was a huge catharsis, and I needed that. Does it ever make up for not having my father growing up my whole life? No. But this is almost the next best thing, that I had a way to learn about him and feel this connection. He always dreamed of being a writer. And I always now say that I think that together we wrote this book.
Well, Jan, thanks for coming in to talk about Love, Bill, Finding My Father Through Letters from World War II.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.